No Jimmy C. Newman, huh?
Couldn't find him, but you know what? B.B. King, we talked about him last hour, and I thought this was appropriate with the APS rate hike.
The blues.
The thrill is gone, baby. Oh, so much for super cooling. It's super not so cool anymore.
Oh. Whew, if you're not on the equalizer, where you pay and your bill is averaged out. You're not paying your high summer peaks. You're not paying your low winter peaks. They take an average of your 12 months and you pay that equalizer. Whatever your high bill was this last summer, let's say I'm going to use round numbers. Let's say it was $300. Your high winter bill is probably going to be around, let's say, $125. That $175 savings, keep it for next month's summer bill.
Exactly.
Because you're actually probably going to be closer to $400.
I'm with SRP, and I do that. Usually when the rates are low during the winter, I'll double what I owe and build up a credit. And it doesn't hurt as much in July or June.
Smart.
Yeah. And ceiling fans, too. I don't like, since it's only me in the house, I don't like it super cold. So I put it maybe about, again, much smaller house, 1,400 square feet. 77, 76 ceiling fan on in the evening. It's nice. Not bad.
I'm wondering if we're going to see a resurgence of evap cooling.
It's interesting, yeah.
April, June.
Uh-huh. The good old days.
Kind of even into August. I wonder if we're not going to see a resurgence of evap cooling with this.
So evap cooling, I guess around, let's say, 4th of July, because that's when the monsoon kicks in. That's when it's not efficient at all. Is that how that works again?
I wouldn't say it's not efficient, especially for guys that know the bayou land and they're not too afraid of a little bit of humidity.
Well, I'm not, but
that's generally when people start turning it off, is when the humidity hits 25-35%. The cooling effect doesn't have the evaporative cooling because there's so much humidity, there's not a lot of evaporation happening, which is what creates the cooling effect.
Ah, I see.
But they're still great at moving air. So you just want to sit in front of a fan, like you were saying. Mm-hmm. And they have patio swamp coolers now, garage swamp coolers, roll-around swamp coolers. There's one that is made right here in Arizona. Phoenix Manufacturing makes this very cool patio PAL. And the evap cooler top of it, brilliantly designed. It's one of those things you look at and you're like, duh, why didn't I think of that? 6 cases of whatever you drink. A case of water, case of Coke, case of Pepsi, case of Sprite, case of tea, case of beer. 6 cases of beer on LSU tailgate Saturdays, whatever your case may be, fits in top. You open it and it's an ice chest.
So you get an evaporative cooler and an ice chest one unit.
In one. And
oh, wow.
There's a hole drilled from the ice chest into the evap cooler. So as the ice melts, that cold water is going into your supply tank in the evap cooler.
Who is this again?
Duh.
Phoenix.
Manufacturing.
Phoenix. Wow. ASU students and tailgaters. Y'all need to get a hold of that. And this time of year, you know, it's still kind of warm just before kickoff.
Yeah.
Wow. Two in one.
Yeah. And they also have a different model. I told them they need to merge these two models. They have one that's for shop. It's a complete tool chest and radio for the shop. I'm like, you need to somehow can merge the ice chest and the toolkit, toolbox and the radio all into one. They're two separate units right now. So if you've got a really like a patio, you could put the drink one out there, and in your workshop have the toolbox radio.
That should be a certified equipment for us, you know, for the guys in the garage.
They're our featured May partner on our 2018 home maintenance calendar. So we'll have them in here, and we'll have a little preview of their manufacturing plant. It's when we can find something American made, win. When we can find something that's American made in Arizona, win win. When it serves a great purpose and assists our lifestyle here for Arizona homeowners, win, win, win. So we're looking forward to having them on coming up in April, because even if we talked about it and covered it now, I mean, we're going into the perfect time. It's going to out of sight, out of mind. But Patio Pals by Phoenix Manufacturing. I'm not so sure we're not going to see an evap cooling resurgence here at in the desert climates with the APS rate hike. But again, it goes back to math. What does it cost to keep that squirrel cage running all the time versus the compressor and the air conditioning? And it's a startup that pulls in most of the energy consumption to keep it running isn't that big. So I think we're going to see a lot more mini-split air conditioning units coming on.
And that's something Rosie had mentioned, I think it was last show, about your AC going off, on, off, on. It's actually, you know, on for 30 seconds, off. That's not a good idea. You should have the unit running to make it just as efficient.
The runtime is not expensive. It's a startup. Getting that compressor takes a huge surge of electricity. That's kind of where Rosie's natural gas generator comes into play, because you could use that for the startup of the air conditioning, and then just so it is in adversity. I learned this from who used to own the Suns, the Chicago guy,
Jerry Colangelo.
I knew you would know.
Yeah,
I got to see him speak at a Thrive conference at Grand Canyon University last year, and what started as the mop boy for the Chicago Bulls, but 30 years later, owns the Phoenix Suns. In adversity, there's opportunity. So even with this rate change coming down the line, there's lots of opportunity out there.